Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Welcome this Easter morning. A little bit snowy out there yet, but they say it's going to clear and we'll have sunshine sometime before summer. So welcome. The worship service today is a little different than normal. Actually, a lot different than normal simply because we are doing it this way, and now we'll bring up a slide for you, remind you that I'll be out of the office on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Thursday we will have the Bible study at 10 o'clock, and you're welcome to join in. If you need a link, Just contact the church and we'll make sure that you get that link. See, anything else? I think that's it, because hopefully we'll be able to celebrate our risen Lord. The very first Easter was not in a crowded worship space with singing and praising and fragrant lilies. On the very first Easter, the disciples were locked in their house. It was dangerous for them to come out. They were afraid. They wanted to believe the good news. They heard from the women that Jesus had risen, but it seemed too good to be true. They were living in a time of such despair and such fear. If they left their homes, their lives and the lives of their loved ones might be at risk. Could a miracle really have happened? Could life have really won out over death? Could this time of terror and fear really come to an end? Alone in their homes, they dared to believe that hope was possible, that the long night was over and morning had broken, that God's love was the most powerful of all, even though it didn't seem quite real yet. Eventually, they were able to leave their homes when the fear and danger had subsided. They went around celebrating and spreading the good news that Jesus was risen and love was the most powerful force on earth. This year, we might get to experience a taste of that first Easter and what it was like, still in our homes, daring to believe that hope is on the horizon. Then after a while, when it is safe for all people, when it is the most loving choice, we will come out, gathering together, singing and shouting the good news that God brings life even out of death, that love always has the final say. This year, we might get the closest taste we have yet to what that first Easter was really all about. Let us sing. Jesus Christ is risen today.
Is risen today. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Amid our Easter celebrations, it's well to pause for moments to reflect. For moments of reflection, how can we share the joy of new life if we've not taken time to examine old ways that lead to death? How will we recognize the risen Christ if we have not walked with the earthly Jesus? Let us pray together. O God, the message of Easter has come in before we were ready to receive it. The Palm Sunday parade demanded very little of us. We could join in the hosannas, but the betrayal and denial, the suffering and shame, the agony and death have left us fearful and shaken. We have become enemies of Jesus without intending to be disloyal. We have left him in the tomb, lest he upset our daily lives. The Jesus of long ago seems more comfortable to us than the Christ who is risen today in our midst. We confess our reluctance to let Christ cleanse and change us. O God, we need forgiveness. Amen. God raised Jesus from death. Disciples who had deserted Jesus felt the embrace of forgiveness. The Spirit of Christ has come among us today, claiming us for our new life together. God wants to forgive us. God intends that we move from death to life. All of us are invited to share in the promise of the Easter season. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading for this Resurrection Day comes from the 10th chapter of Acts. Peter's sermon, delivered at the home of Cornelius, a Roman army officer, is a summary of the essential message of Christianity. Everyone who believes in Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection fulfilled the words of the prophets, receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And so Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And the second reading today is written in the third chapter of Colossians. Easter means new life for us as it first meant new life of Christ. His resurrection reshapes the entire focus and motivation for our lives since we are now hidden with the risen Christ in God. If you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Sorrow gives way to fear and great joy when two women are sent by an angel to proclaim the good news. Jesus is risen. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of them, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Out of the cocoon tomb. Some of you have heard me talk about the fact that when I was in college and seminary, I worked in a funeral home nights. I was already working in the music store during the afternoons and going to school in the morning. And a friend of mine said they needed another person in the funeral home. The law at that time in Nebraska and in Minnesota when I went to seminary was that if there was a body in the funeral home, there had to be somebody living there to care for that body. So they would hire college students to fill in, do odd jobs, and our job was to answer the phone, to be at the desk and welcome people in the evening for visitations, do some other odd jobs, and occasionally they said, besides answering the phone, we might have to go out with the funeral director to bring in a body. That wasn't always the most enjoyable thing to do, but it was free room, and it was a quiet place to study. We were able to study almost all the time when we weren't goofing off. But one of the problems we had was that our friends wouldn't come to visit us. They were afraid. They were afraid of death. In fact, death has gotten quite a name. The media builds up a picture of death and dying that can be fairly horrific. You have Edgar Allan Poe, who gives you some horrible views of death and the those who have died. We have Stephen King who builds up the horrific, and movies and TV all support all of that. But the Gospels deny that. Now, I have to admit that I was not immune to all of those things. The first night that I was supposed to spend alone at the funeral home was one I'll never forget. My roommates all had dates, the other two. And before they left on their dates, we watched the Sci-Fi Theater. And that particular night, they were showing The Return of the Zombies. Now, I can tell you right now that after they left, there were zombies on the stairway going up to our apartment. There were zombies in the other room. There were zombies all over the place. It was a night of terror. Fortunately, the Gospels deny that kind of a view of death. In fact, it's amazing how Jesus tried to change that view of the people during his day. Remember when Jesus was called by a Roman official to care for his daughter because she had died? And Jesus was ridiculed when he said, "She is not dead, she will live." And then the story Jesus tells about the Samaritan, who was the only one who would stop to help a man on the road to Jericho, while the priest and the Levite, the religious people, walked right on by. And then you have the story of Lazarus and Martha, where Martha and Mary are upset when Jesus suggests that the stone be rolled away because he's been in that tomb for 4 days. He stinks already. Yeah. Wow. Jesus has a totally different approach to death than what the common man, the common official, the common religious leader had. Remember what Jesus did? He said to the little girl, "Tabitha, arise." And she did. On his way into a little town called Nain, he came across a funeral procession. There was a weeping mother because her only son was on the bier. He had the bier stop and he said, "Young man, arise." And he did. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus again shocks them. When the stone is rolled away from the tomb, Jesus says, "Lazarus, arise." And he did. Amazing. Now, there stems a little bit of a problem, because what do you do with a guy who can raise the dead? It's a problem. The religious authorities didn't know what to do for sure. They already planned to get rid of Lazarus, to kill him, make him die another time. But they also had to plot to make sure that Jesus was arrested and had a speedy trial. And Jesus then was hung on a cross, and they wanted to make sure that he was dead before they released his body. Yeah, what do you do when you find out that something that you thought was a sure thing is not so certain? Once upon a time, there was a caterpillar. And this caterpillar had a happy life. She could go from tree to tree, from leaf to leaf, and just nibble on them, and her life was pretty much carefree. But one day she began to feel really tired. And she thought, "My, maybe I'm dying." And so in her feeling of death coming on her, she wove herself a cocoon and snuggled into her cocoon, and then she died. Or she thought she had, but she hadn't. She had these vivid dreams of flying and of having beautiful wings. And then in her cocoon tomb, She began to feel that it had gotten tighter, and she began to stretch and twist and move. And pretty soon, that cocoon tomb was split apart, and she began to lift herself out and noticed that she had these big, beautiful wings, and as she moved them, she could fly through the sky, and she could land on a beautiful flower and drink of its nectar. And she was alive again. The cocoon is one thing, but the caterpillar and the butterfly seem to be so opposite of one another. And yet, that's the symbol of the church, isn't it? Out of death comes new life. And that's what she did. The early church took that as a way of saying, there is a new life. They began to say to one another, especially on Easter, Christ is risen. And the response was a joyous, He is risen indeed. During the time when communism was ruling Russia, one of the Marxist propaganda ministers was at a large rally, and he was trying to ridicule Christianity. In fact, he had a snide remark about the resurrection, and he said, oh yeah, Christ is risen. And to his shock, the entire audience yelled out, He is risen indeed! Wow, what a witness. Those Christians living under communism and under atheism could make with an automatic declaration, Christ is risen indeed. Dostoevsky was a Russian novelist who wrote about a time when he himself was arrested with seven of his friends, intellectual friends. They were sentenced to death by firing squad. The day that they were to be executed, they were marched out into this yard, blindfolded, and stood there waiting for the fatal bullet. Waiting and waiting. And then after an hour, he said it was almost unbearable. They kept thinking one of these seconds their lives would be ended. But then they were released and sent to prison. Two of the people in that group went insane from the experience. But Dostoevsky writes that for him it was a moment of transformation. It was like going from death to resurrection. It was a moment that changed his entire life as he realized that's what it meant to be a friend and a member of the family of Christ, who did go from death to resurrection. When we hear the word of forgiveness, our cocoon begins to break. When we give a word of forgiveness and speak that word, it breaks open even more. And when we love as Jesus loved us, it is free and we are opened to the world. And when we live as Jesus lived, as we believe Jesus lived, we too experience the joy of flying like the butterfly. We are new and renewed. So we can go to a funeral. We can go to the cemetery or the graveyard, and instead of feeling fear and hurt and anger, we can feel the joy of knowing that it's true. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us sing together. There we go. Hallelujah! Jesus is risen. If you have a hymnal at home and want to follow along, it's 377. We'll sing verses 1 and 2. Trumpets resounding in glorious light, splendor the Lamb, heaven forever. Oh, what a miracle God has in sight. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. In the center, telling the story to open our eyes, breaking our bread, giving us glory. Jesus, a blessing, our constant surprise. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory, hallelujah. Let us profess our faith using the creed which is printed before you. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of resurrection, from the very beginning, you give the church the gift of women as your witnesses, as preachers, teachers, and leaders, especially. Open our ears to their proclamation this day and always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Countries in the world experience disunity and conflict. We set our minds on fear and greed rather than on your rule of justice and steadfast love. Build up all countries on your cornerstone of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. Cradle the fearful, the suffering, and the dying, assuring them of your loving presence. Bring healing and wholeness to those suffering from COVID-19 and others that we name in our hearts before you now. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the creative and helpful service of worship leaders this day, musicians, ushers, greeters, all those who are not able to participate as they would like to do. Provide us with your care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us a double measure of your Spirit. Not only us, but those in the Joint Call Committee for Don Scandling, Barb Millett, Peggy Bjerke, Cheryl Gerard, Kathy Ryman, Bill Hawley, Leslie Pearson, Roberta Funk, Dean Knauer, Scott Madsen, and Walker Silvernagel. Bless also our church councils with your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, Risen Lord, you went ahead of us into the grave and defeated the powers of evil. We remember those who died. Inspire us to live our lives in this resurrection hope and draw us to you in our final days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please send your offerings and your tithes so that we can keep the ministry of the church going. And let us pray. By your hand, O God, we have been blessed with life, with food, with refreshments, with hope. Day by day, you are saving us, healing our brokenness, calling forth our gifts, granting us strength to serve with Christ as a part of your revelation to the world. Thank you, God, for times of resurrection. Thank you for the day of celebration. We dedicate ourselves anew with our offering. Amen. At this time, we remember that it is indeed our right, our duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to God Almighty, our merciful Lord, and our risen Savior, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who was in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. So with Mary and Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all creatures, with the angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name. We invite you today now to remember our Lord's Last Supper in your own home, as an individual or as a family, gather at the table, any table. Might want to light a candle even. We'll take a few seconds for you to gather those things if they aren't already there. Listen to the words of Jesus and remember. As we gather at the Lord's table, we remember his life, his death, and especially his words the night he was betrayed. The night he was betrayed, our Lord, he broke the bread and blessed it then, and said, "This is my body given for you." Then he took the cup and raised it high and said, "My blood is shed for you. Forgiven, remember me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Jesus, we ask you to remember us when you come into your kingdom. Help us remember you as we share this agape feast. Help us remember that agape is the other-centered love that thinks and acts toward others as we believe you would do. As you blessed your first disciples, bless us and keep us in your love. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. At this time, we invite you to share the body and blood of Christ. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. Jesus is risen, the last verse.
Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent, death put asunder, and Easter is bright. Cherubim sing, O grave be open, clothe us in wonder of gladness and light. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. We will.